Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Probably the most hardy person I know in studio with me, driving all the way from Oshkosh,
Wisconsin,
to Milwaukee, just to be here to answer your questions. Colleen Ellsberg, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. They better call in, I'm telling you.
I thought for sure you'd be calling in. When you walked in, I'm like, holy cow, you actually drove down here. Are you crazy?
I pretty much am. It was an exciting drive. It was pretty bad. The drivers that were driving too slow or too fast, it was... I kind of ran into everything.
Well, I'm glad you're here safely.
Well,
thank you for coming.
You're so welcome, of course.
So Rose picked a good week to be in Mexico and not have to drive today.
Absolutely. I think she owes me a trip to Mexico now.
There you go. That seems fair.
I got to work on that one.
Yeah, that seems fair. Okay, so she's in Mexico. You're here to answer questions. What is the big news in travel this week for Fox World Travel?
I got a lot of stuff going on. So first of all, I just got back from Hawaii last week and was telling you about my great Hawaii trip and how wonderful it was. And we are going to be opening our Hawaii programs this coming week. So we're excited.
For 2024.
For 2024, okay. Right. We have, I believe, a few seats left on our Hawaii fall trip yet, which is a really nice time to be there in November if you want to get away for a little bit this fall. And then we will be opening our February trips, our Grand Hawaii, that's a four island, that leaves in February, and then the three island leaves end of February, goes into March. So okay. Perfect time for humpback whales and great weather and getting out of here. Which I'm a big proponent of
especially
right now.
Today, let's go. So that's this week. We will find that on the website.
Yep, it'll be, we're going to be working on it right away on Monday morning. We're going to get it into our booking system so the travel advisors at our branch locations can talk to you about them and get the booking process started.
Okay, foxworldtravel.com is where we go to see that. I hear you guys won an award as well.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. This is something new that we haven't won before. It's from the Travel Corporation, which is a huge partner of ours. It's Insight Vacations and Uniworld River Cruises and many more, Trafalgar. And we have won the 2022 Outstanding Groups Producer Award, and they only give one in the United States. And Fox World Travel has won that. So kudos to my department. We are a big proponent of the groups, obviously, because I work in the group department. And then to our amazing advisors that sell our groups and keep, you know, they know we have a good product. Travel Corp has an awesome product, and we love selling it, and we're really excited that we won the award this year.
Yeah, so, and that's based on volume?
Like sales.
What that means is that you guys are the experts, too, because the more of those you're booking, the more you're dealing with, the more people you're sending on vacation and travel, the better you get at it. That's how it works.
So we
got the best of the best sitting right here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. So congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. And I have a great team that has a lot of experience too. And we would never put a group out there that we wouldn't take ourselves.
Right. And you guys actually will hone in on certain things that you know are key parts of the world. Like if you're going to this part of the world, you have to see this.
Absolutely.
And we'll make sure you get there while you're there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know I put together the Alaska products, which, by the way, should be coming out very soon as well for 2024. And, you know, there's just little things that we tweak that other agencies don't do. And I can't give away too many secrets, but we try to put little components in that are a little different and make our trips just a little bit more special than anybody else.
Right. So congrats again on the award.
Thank you.
That's awesome. We do have a full hour to fill, so we'd love to hear from you. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane, Colleen Ellsberg. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Oh, the weather outside.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Isaac, being creative today. Yeah, let it snow till 4 p.m., that winter storm warning in effect. Dayton Kane, Colleen Ellsberg here on the Fox World Travel Show. It is nasty outside. Don't go out if you don't have to. I do have to make an apology to all the meteorologists out there because I was like, yeah, sure, I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, it was your fault.
Okay. I see it. I see it. You guys were right. We got it
well,
this time.
If anything, it entices people to get out of here and go to Mexico and go
exactly.
on some kind of trip.
Or Hawaii.
Or Hawaii.
Guys,
absolutely.
When you guys throw that out
there.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Speaking of Hawaii, let's go to Mary in Waukesha. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Mary Hansen. Yeah, good. Phil and I traveled to Hawaii in 2005, and it was a wedding anniversary celebration. We're looking forward to doing that again next year or the year after. And because you've been a tour director for us to other parts of the world, will the Hawaii trips be your assignment?
You know, I know my director is listening to me right now, so I'm going to pull some rank maybe because I have been with the department the longest. So I think I'd like to make Hawaii an annual for sure. And so you just let me know which one you want to book on, and I'll see what I can do to get myself named on that.
Well, good. That's the right answer. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Text here at 855-616-1620. Hi, Colleen. We're going on the legendary Danube River boat cruise in June. Do we need to book our extra excursions ahead of time, or can we book them when we are there?
You can wait till you are there. In fact, I suggest that you wait till you're on board because every night before you go to bed, the cruise director will get together with the entire all the passengers in the lounge and do a little spiel about the next day or maybe the next 2 days. And they may offer something different. They may give you some more insight into the different types of tours that they'll be doing the following day. And that can help you decide if you want to, you know, they include tours and they have optionals, so they'll give you all that information. So you might want to just wait till you're there. I always do. They always have plenty of space. If there's something that has limited space, they'll be like, okay, if you want to do this, you need to run upstairs and book it right now with it's usually a sign-up sheet on a piece of paper. Do that right away when we're done with this this little presentation. So just wait till you're there. Best way to do it.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Global entry hint. I applied for a global entry this week and decided to take an appointment in Rockford, Illinois, because of all the appointments in Milwaukee being booked up until June 15th. You can't even book farther out. Rockford is not too far for people living in southeast Wisconsin. Thanks for that tip. Yeah, everybody wants the global entry, but it's hard to get those appointments.
That is amazing, and that's a great hint. Rockford isn't too far away. It's easy to get to, easy parking. It's a nice little airport. What I ended up doing, I thought I had plenty of time. I applied for global entry last year in April, thought I could make it for a July. I had a July trip and to Iceland, and I wasn't even getting close. So
right.
Rose had given me a hint that when she was in Dublin, they go through U.S. immigration there. And I just happened to be going through Vancouver in June. And we go, coming home from Alaska, you go through U.S. immigration in Vancouver, Canada. So it's real easy to get home. And I thought, you know what, let's give it a shot. And I was able to do my global entry interview right there. So if you're traveling and you've got time with U.S. immigration somewhere in a foreign country, do that. Or this is awesome. I love this hint.
Do you just ask when you get up to the desk?
What I did is I went through, you have to still go through check-in and then go through security. And then after you go through security, that's when you go into the immigration line.
Okay.
And so as soon as I got up to talk to one of the immigration officers with my passport, I asked, are they doing interviews for global entry? And he said, yes, you have to go over there. And so they pointed us. They were really quite awesome about it and made it very easy.
Good tip. All right. Yeah. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. Hi, Colleen. This is Sandy again. A few weeks ago, you said that if you lead a tour to Iceland, it would be inland and not a cruise. Would you ever do both land and sea with Iceland like you do with Alaska?
I don't know if anybody really offers that, so you'd kind of have to do a combo tour on your own where you'd set up the interior land portion and then hook up with something like on the Holland America or something like that. It'll take you around. I just don't find that the cruises do enough in Iceland. You're going to either stop in, most likely in Reykjavik is where the ship will land, and that's it, and then you take tours from there. So it's a hub and spoke. It's not really going to do too much of a circumference type thing. It's not a very big country. You can get across it pretty easy. So I don't know that we would do that, but it might be maybe it's something I could look into. Okay. Never know. I'm open for anything.
Good question.
Yeah.
Sparking some ideas.
Absolutely.
Colleen, I wish I was in Hawaii still. now, this one's for Isaac. When is Colleen getting her lead-in on the Fox World Travel Show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is my last Saturday for a while. Rose is
okay.
coming
she's,
back.
She'll actually be here for an extended period of time?
I think she is, yeah.
Okay.
I know she's going on another trip in April, but we had to work something out because I'm going to be in Africa. Uh-huh. But Isaac's so awesome. He said he was going to work on it, so that's awesome.
So next time you're on, I'm just going to go, with Colleen Alford.
Next time Colleen is on, she'll have her own
interview. Okay. Oh, thanks, Isaac. That's awesome.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. So if we go to foxworldtravel.com, what do you guys all do? What is your scope?
We do it all. We are a full-service travel company. We do everything from vacation travel, destination weddings. We do business travel, corporate meetings and incentive groups, kind of just a plethora of everything. We're the best at it, and I'm just a little biased because I've been with the company for 27 years, but it's a great company.
We have an award-winning company.
Exactly. And we have so much knowledge there. That if somebody doesn't have has a question they can't answer, they know there's somebody they can go to, and they will get that answer.
So when you go to the website, there is a contact us form. Is that the best way to get in touch with you first, or are your offices still open on Saturday, or has that ended?
Actually, our offices today is, it's March 25th. This is our last day.
This is the last Saturday.
So we'll be open from 9 to noon at our branch offices, except for Oshkosh. But right now, we're seasonally getting toward the end of the busy season. It's still busy. So it's still best to go ahead and either call and make an appointment to come in and see one of our advisors, or go online to our website and use that contact form and fill that in so it can be directed to the right person for you.
Sure. Okay. We are going to take a break. When we come back, more of your texts and calls at 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane, Colleen Alsberg, thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on this blizzardy, I keep using that word, but I don't think it's a real word, blizzard-filled Saturday morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Winter storm warning in effect until 4 p.m. The roads are treacherous, so if you're not having to drive anywhere, don't drive anywhere. This will make people want to fly somewhere. Out of this area and somewhere warm and sunny, which is what we're here to talk about.
If the planes are flying today, I'd just drive right to Milwaukee Airport and go.
Yeah. Are they? That's a good question. Are we getting delays with the...
Actually, I was supposed to pick up a friend today, and he texted me about halfway down and said that he was delayed, and then about 10 minutes later, he said, I'm canceled.
There's
about 20 flights that I've heard of so far that aren't getting in.
That are coming in that are canceled, Makes sense. It's nasty out there.
It is.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. You guys have a merge coming up in the company.
We do. We're actually kind of excited about this because it's really going to help, with our clients and everything. We have two of our powerhouse locations are merging together. Our Greenfield office is going to be moving into our Brookfield Square location.
Okay.
And so those ladies will be all together, and that's just going to make things a lot easier for our clients. That merge is happening April 14th. It's going to give you so many more flexible options. We're still working quite a bit virtually with everyone. So this with being, having a location at a mall, you have to cover a lot of hours. So the ladies can kind of come and go, and they can do a little bit more. You'll have more people to work with, basically, is what it comes down to.
Okay.
So I think it's a great thing. Both of those agencies were voted best in Milwaukee 5 out of the last 6 years. And now you get these awesome advisors together, and they're just going to really rock it. And
a think tank of travel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So there's always going to be somebody there to help you. So don't have to worry about that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Text here says we have sailed with Princess Cruises 6 times, but we would like to try a different cruise line. Which would you suggest?
I would probably suggest a little bit of an upgrade would probably be going to Holland America, one of my favorites. If you like Princess, you'll love Holland America as well. It's a little more low-key, smaller ships, bigger cabins. A lot of them have bathtubs, which is kind of a weird thing. Not too many cruise ships have that anymore. And then if you want to go a little bit more high end, I would probably look into Regent or Oceana. That's more for the ship experience, and really being taken care of, and you've got butler service and all-inclusive type packages and things like that. So if you want to move up a little bit, Holland America, move up a little bit more than Oceana and Regent.
Okay. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Cruising stops at El Salvador, Nicaragua, blah, 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 Nicaragua, Guatemala, five cities in Mexico. Is there a website that updates real time on safe travel alerts for American travelers?
I still think the best site to go to is travel.state.gov and then punch in some of those locations. I've been to Guatemala, loved it. Mexico, I've never had a bad time in any of those cities there. Kind of exciting. You're going to El Salvador and Nicaragua as well. But I would check that website. It's fairly up to date. And remember, a lot of those times, like the colors they give you have been there forever. So you kind of have to just base it on that. So I know that I use it often, and then I also use Sherpa.com as well for some information on COVID and other travel issues. Okay.
My husband and I have United Healthcare medical insurance with Medicare. We're 65, 66 years old. We're traveling to Europe. Do we need to buy an additional medical policy? Thank you, Debbie in Greendale.
Okay, I would absolutely get travel insurance. It's insurance may not be covered in a foreign country, and you'd never want to be without that little bit of a safety net. For the price that you pay for travel insurance, it's well worth that feeling of confidence that no, should something happen, you will be fine. I'm not an insurance expert, I'll say that right now, but if you want to check with your provider to see what they say, that would be something I would say go direct to them. But other than that, I'm a big proponent of travel insurance.
Well, it's goofy because we did travel insurance when we went. And our flight got canceled, so we were in the airport for a day, and we spent money on food and different things, and we submitted that.
Right.
We get that reimbursed, and it almost paid for the insurance just with that little bit of stuff. It's not a huge expense to add it on, so
yeah,
it's well
exactly.
worth doing.
And it's going to cover you more than health, too.
Right.
I mean, you've got your delays, and all different scenarios, so
right.
It's very important to purchase that.
All right. 855-616-1620 says, good morning. We have booked the Amsterdam to Basel
mm-hmm.
River Cruise this October. Hoping Colleen will be our travel advisor. Any ideas for some of the fun excursions for those who are teetotalers.
Oh,
that's the word. I'm like, what is that word?
So they don't want to have a beer with me in Cologne, is that what they're saying? it's such a fabulous trip. And yes, I actually am going to be tour managing that trip in October. I'm excited about it. I have the group that's going with me. I know probably about half of them, and they're fantastic. Lots of fun things to do. I wish I could say, this is not going to be all based on wine and beer and all that. There's so many fun hikes and castles. And if you're in Amsterdam, we're going to be doing some walking tours at the beginning. So if you come in and want to do some things there, I can direct you. In fact, I just sent some ideas over to one of the little mini groups that are on that trip with me about going to the Anne Frank House or going out to the Zanzeschans, which is a cute little Dutch village, or going out to Rotterdam and Edam. And then as we continue down the river, down the Rhine, we're going to have a lot of daytime sailing, which is lovely because you see a lot of castles.
And
that's
cool.
Stop in places like Dernston and do some. You can hike up to the castle there, city tours. And again, like the previous text that we had about waiting to book until we get there. Again, we can do that, and we'll go through everything that's offered. They have gentle walkers type tours. They have active tours, bicycles. In Melk, I love Melk, one of my favorite stops too, and also Strasbourg, beautiful. So just kind of hang tight, wait till you get there, and we'll figure it out when we get on board.
All right. We're going to take a break over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, but get your calls in. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Let's say hello to Finn Askin. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here on the show. Thanks for joining us. There is a winter storm warning in effect until 4 p.m., a high of 38, so it's going to get sloshy and messy out there. Not that it isn't already. In fact, David Nason from the Fix-It Show texted in, hey, Dayton, it's not actually snowing in the Milwaukee downtown area right now, although it looks like it might start again. But the roads are still terrible, so don't go anywhere today if you don't have to. Let's get get through some of these at 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talk and text line. It says, was wondering if Colleen has heard of any Apple trips going to out of Rockford. It was great for Costa Rica prior to COVID.
Apple actually still has a few seasonal charters out of Rockford, which, again, that's a great airport, small airport, easy parking and all that. And the only thing I'm seeing right now is Cancun. They currently don't have any Costa Rica charters, but just like Milwaukee, they'll offer seasonal charters until the end of the season. So probably about Easter time and things will start to go away.
Okay. What recommendations do you have for traveling to Grand Cayman?
It depends on what you're looking for. That's a great location. Love Grand Cayman, great beaches. They have all-inclusive type travel or type resorts, but they're more so like Marriott's and Westin's and things like that where you actually buy the plan. So you can buy all-inclusive plans. You can buy EP, which is a European plan, which might include breakfast, but nothing else. And then kind of an open-ended question, but Grand Cayman's great. It's just some place you want to get out. I think you can go to hell there, quite honestly. There's a place called hell.
Yeah.
It's just a fun little place to hang out, and the beaches are great. And one of my favorite things to do in Grand Cayman is swim with the stingrays.
Oh,
it's very fun.
I've never done that. That sounds
cool.
Yeah,
it freaks you out at first. They take you out in a little catamaran and they take you to, and then they feed them and they come in and they kind of swim up your side. And it's kind of ewy the first time, but they're very soft and kind of neat to play with. And they're just very gentle little marine animals.
855-616-1620. What is Colleen's view of Azamara Cruise Line?
You know, that's a great question. Azamara is wonderful. Again, it's owned by the Royal Caribbean family. And it's, smaller ships, a little more upscale. You can get into some of the ports that are a little bit closer that the big ships can't get into. So a fabulous cruise line as well. We do work with Azamara and we love our rep, and he's very passionate about his ships. And I would definitely recommend Azamara as well.
Okay. Will Colleen lead a tour of the coffee shops in Amsterdam?
Well, I wonder who sent that text. That's interesting, because does he mean coffee shops or coffee shops? Because Amsterdam, as you know, they've always had cannabis has always been legal over there. And so there's two different types. There's cafes and there's cafes. So there's one with a C and there's one with a K. And you have to figure out which one you can go to if you'd like to enjoy something a little bit beyond coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Our friends raved about their trip on a European river cruise with a company called Scenic. Have you any experience with that cruise line?
I have not cruised on Scenic, but I have heard of them. I've had clients that have been on that too, and they're perfectly fine. I can't say how they are in my opinion, just because I haven't cruised on them. I've seen the ships when I've been in Europe, and were wonderful. Because once in a while, when they stack the ships when you're in port, you get to walk through several different ships to get onto the port, onto the land side. So I've walked through them. They're beautiful. And most of the cruise lines, they kind of operate on the same basis. We use Avalon. We use Uniworld. We are working with AMA Cruise Lines. We work with Viking. We work with them all. And Scenic's right in the Viking range of the Viking Avalon range of quality. So okay. a good cruise line.
You know what I love about you, Colleen? And Rose, when she's here, you know the whole world. Like, people can ask a question, you know the answer. Like, it's crazy. Wow. The old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Good morning. We have an Avalon River cruise, Paris to Arles, the end of April. It's spring, rain, hopefully, in the near future. But we're wondering how the drought has affected the cruises in southern France.
I really haven't heard too much about southern France. There were some issues in Italy. I kind of caught me off guard on this one, but I'm going to say, hey, this is a wonderful cruise, because that's one of my favorites, the south of France to Paris. You go to Avignon, Arles, and all that, and it's just beautiful. But I'm hoping that they get some rain there as well. But as soon as the cruise lines start gearing up, really, in April for the April and Paris type trips, we'll know more. So kind of pay attention to that. At this point, I'm not sure
what would happen if I have this booked and the cruise ship can't go. Does the trip just get canceled, or how does that work?
Yeah, it doesn't. They don't cancel that often. What they'll do is, if there's a section of a river that's too low that they can't get through, or under a bridge or something like that, they'll actually take people off the ship and bus them to the other side, or
they'll get them on another ship,
right? Or they'll either put them on another ship that's going the other direction, or they'll get all the people off to take that weight off the ship, and then they'll go through the low waters and then down the river. They'll bus you to the downriver area, and then you can get back on board. So it's not often that we see them cancel, but that's kind of what they do. There are
contingency plans.
Yeah, they make plans, and they're really good at it too.
I suppose you got to deal with Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
So you have to have a plan for that. All right. Perfect. Great questions. Keep them coming. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, Rose is enjoying herself on a beach in Mexico while Colleen Allsburg drives all the way from Oshkosh in this mess to answer your question. So thank you for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome.
The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. A couple more texts here. Says, we're on a Viking cruise starting in Basel in late November. Would you recommend a train ride to Matterhorn for a day tour?
I'd probably not do a day tour. I'd come in a few days early. It is about a 4-hour train ride to get up to Zermatt to go to the Matterhorn, and you're going to need time there. So it's going to be a long travel day, and you don't want to travel for 8 hours just to see it and say, hey, there's the Matterhorn. So, I'd probably book a little bit of a pre-package, do a night or two in Zermatt because it's absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy that train ride both directions, and then get back on your cruise ship.
See what I mean? You know everything about everywhere. It's amazing.
Well, it's my opinion, though, so I got to be careful, right?
We are flying Southwest. I read that with international flights, I can't use my phone for a boarding pass. We can't print at the hotel. Am I able to print a boarding pass at the Cancun airport?
Oh, absolutely. When you get to the airport, just when you check in, you have to check your bags anyways. Just ask them for a printed boarding pass, and they'll give that to you.
Okay. I'm sick of answering people's questions. Let's talk about the big, fantastic trips that we have. What do you guys have going on? No, I'm kidding. Of course, we'll answer any questions
you
have.
Absolutely. We've still got a few seats left on some of our 2023 tours that we'd love to have you join us. We still have just a smattering of seats on Rose's Alaska. And, you know, Rose is getting close to retirement, so I don't know how many years she's going to be going to Alaska.
Hmm.
So if you want to go with her, I think this coming year might be a good opportunity to spend a couple of weeks with her and seeing one of our favorite places in the world. So got those seats going. We've got a great trip called European Treasures. And it's, I'm thinking, if you've got kids or grandkids that are graduating from high school or college and you want to give them a taste of a little bit of everything in Europe, European Treasures is amazing. And that one goes August 26th through September 9th. Or the September 7th, great time to be in Europe. You hit about 5, 6, 7 countries in a short period of time, but you really do get to delve into each of those locations. It's England to Paris with the Netherlands and Switzerland and Germany in between and the Czech Republic. It's wonderful. So take a peek at that on our website. Also, we've got a few more seats on our magical Alpine Christmas markets. And if you want to get into the Christmas mode, this is a spectacular trip. I've done it both ways. I've done it by cruise, river cruise, and I've done it by land. And this is a land tour with Insight Vacations, and we're working on Gigi Romage, our good friend at Insight, to take this out. This is December 1st through the 10th, so it's a quick hop over to Europe. And once you get to those Christmas markets, it's just amazing, especially if it's snowing a little bit and you're drinking some hot Glühwein, which is the warmed milled wine, having a lovely sausage sandwich in Nuremberg, listening to some Christmas music, the twinkling lights, the snow, a guy on guitar. It's just, it gets you in the Christmas mood. Great time to, you know, pick up those last minute shopping items for Christmas gifts. And so if you're thinking about anything like that, give us a call and to talk to one of our advisors. We'll get you on.
866 Go Fox Go is the number. They are open today till noon.
Yeah, this is it.
Till the next busy season.
Yeah, those poor ladies, oh my gosh, they've been through, we're back, you know, where travel's just crazy again, and they're so busy, and we all try to help each other out, and so they're open 9 to noon today, last Saturday of our seasonal Saturdays, and then we go back on Monday 9 to 5, so.
There you go. Yeah. We're running out of time to get your questions answered. One segment coming up next, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. It is WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. The last segment here with Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg. The winter storm warning in effect until 4 p.m. today with a high of 38. Let's go to Jim in Lannan. Good morning, Jim. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is this. My wife, my wife is half Slovenian and has always wanted to go to Slovenia. And we're just sort of looking at it, maybe going to Slovenia and Croatia. And, you know, it looks like flying into Lisbon and coming down the coast. There's a city called Rovinj that's down in Istria. I'm saying this like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. And we're just wondering if it's worth going down to Rovinj and Istria, or should we do that and go just head right down to Dubrovnik and all those other fun places?
Well, just to be honest with you, I have not been to Slovenia. It's my dream to go to Ljubljana, though, and I've heard it's absolutely gorgeous. Dubrovnik is absolutely one of my favorite cities. I've been to Split and to Dubrovnik, but I have not been to Rovinj. But that whole coast is absolutely gorgeous. You know, you're on the Adriatic, lots of beautiful beaches and scenery. So I think if you're thinking about doing it on a drive, stop and see some of the places, especially smaller places like that, that aren't really on the map, and then end maybe in Dubrovnik and enjoy that amazing city, walk the wall and get some great food and enjoy Croatia. But I think you can't go wrong. I think you stopping in those small cities is really nice.
Now, one other question. I'm just looking at the map here. There's a place that's a national park, and Plovdiv or something National Park.
Yep.
Have you been there?
I have. That's really beautiful. It's kind of like almost like a garden with waterfalls. It's a Plovdiv, and it's just gorgeous. And yeah, I would absolutely recommend that as a little stop. It doesn't take you long to go through it. It's more kind of like a garden tour with beautiful scenery. Again, great for photography. I think you'd love it.
Not just hiking. I mean, we're not big hikers, so.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be hiking. We take a lot of groups there, actually, and it's usually just a stop on one of our trips, and we just walk in and take some pictures. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your advice.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, Jim. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We do have one more call here. Let's go to Nancy in Green Bay. Good morning, Nancy. You were on a New Holland America ship. How'd it go?
It was great. I just saw you were talking about the difference between Princess and Holland America. So I've cruised Princess and other lines a number of times. I'd only been on Holland America one other time, but we went on the brand new Rotterdam in the Caribbean. And my review on it would be, it was absolutely wonderful. For those who are trying to decide, you know, Princess or Holland America, Holland America, you get time to read a book. It's more sedate. That being said, they have at night, they have absolutely rocking entertainment on board, B.B. King's Lounge, and then they have an area that's all 70s rock, and the food was absolutely fantastic on Holland America, and we ate primarily in the Lido deck, and they had a pig roast up there one night.
Oh, wow. I mean, it was,
I'm not kidding, it was absolutely fantastic. One night, they were grilling shrimp for you. You're served even during at the Lido deck, in terms of you don't just go get your food. They actually serve it to you. It's at the buffet. But it was very impressive that way. Just know it's a little more sedate. If you're doing the Caribbean like we did, it's if you're expecting music at the out by the pool, a couple of times they had like taped music. They don't have the marimba band or whatever. They don't have that kind of thing going on. There's not like the belly flop contest, all that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Also, that's fine too. You know, that's fine. That's fine. If you're looking for evening movies under the stars, they have a screen literally in 10 days, they only showed 3 movies. So, but you get time to read a book, and the ship is smaller. If you don't want to be in a big giant ship, I mean, it's less walking and you're closer to the water too in your cabins.
Well, what a great review.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Nancy. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So thanks for letting me
share
that.
Thanks for listening and thanks for sharing. We appreciate that. You can listen on the WTMJ app, WTMJ.com. She's out of Green Bay. She's probably not listening to 620 WTMJ.
Maybe.
You could possibly. Also, don't forget, you can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and at foxworldtravel.com by about Tuesday, I think it gets put up there. So
Isaac sends it to me, then I go send it on.
If you miss any of the show, you can go there and check it out. So wrap it up. Tell people how to get in touch with you guys.
Again, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Give us a call, make an appointment, or check us on foxworldtravel.com. Go to the Contact Us location, send us a message. We've got people monitoring that all the time, and we'll get in touch with you. So great working with you for these last couple months,
Dayton. Has been good. Looks like the radar is showing some clear skies right now, so hopefully they've got some of the freeway cleared off for you so you can get back to Oshkosh.
I'm going to zoom.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Coming up next, it is Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk, and we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Finn Askin. Have a great week.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.